Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is the Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'd give you some random pop culture tidbit, but I have a guest waiting on the line. I usually do after that, you know, intro. Jeff Diamond, former NFL Executive of the Year, current consultant in the media, including for the Sporting News. And Jeff, I want to ask you, since you were former Titans president, former Vikings GM, a question I put out to the callers earlier in the show. If you were a head coach, would you rather coach Baker Mayfield or Aaron Rodgers, essentially the Browns or the Packers, as your next job?
Well, good morning, Robin. And yeah, good question. I think I would take Aaron Rodgers as the proven commodity right now, even though Baker Mayfield looks like he's got a great future. And I think Mike McCarthy may be able to answer that very well. He's the one that's going to end up coaching the Bulls.
That's funny. I mean, McCarthy, in a sense, do you feel like he got scapegoated a little bit? Maybe it was just time for a change there. That happens. But it does feel like, you know, the finger of blame was pointed squarely in his direction.
Yeah, I wrote about that in my sportingnews.com column this week. And I really felt that it was disrespectful to him to release him with 4 weeks to go. Obviously, he was going to be let go. We know that. But I just think it's a different situation for a head coach to be let go in the middle. Not, this isn't the middle of the season, but when the season's still going on, as opposed to being let go on Black Monday, the day after the regular season, when there's probably six coaches let go and all the attention isn't on him. And I think the other thing that I kind of took the Packers to task for, and Mark Murphy, their president, is just his explanation that, oh, it gives us a head start on the coaching search. Well, that's a bunch of hogwash, because all the top candidates that they're going to want to interview are not going to be available until January anyway. Maybe there's a couple college coaches they could talk to, but those guys will be accessible in January also. And then to say, well, it gives Mike a head start on the market. And I think if you asked Mike McCarthy, he would have said, no, I'd rather have a chance to finish out the season and maybe get a few wins because we have a soft schedule, and not necessarily that he thought they'd get to the playoffs, but stranger things have happened if they did run the table. But certainly that Arizona loss was extremely damaging, and as were the Seattle and Minnesota losses before that to their playoff hosts. But the Arizona loss at home, I think, was the thing that really made it very difficult. But I don't like when a president CEO starts saying, well, it gives us a head start in the coaching search. It gives him a head start on the market. And that's just a bunch of bull.
Yeah, there was really no difference whether they fired him now or at the end of the season. So why not wait until the end of the season, basically, I think is what you're saying. Let's go through some of these other storylines. While we were talking about the Browns, I want to touch on that game quickly because the Panthers are there. And Panthers, really, their season on the line. It looks like Cam Newton's dealing with a bit of a shoulder problem right now. And I'm wondering if the wheels have totally fallen off Carolina, or they're going to get that back on track and be back in that wild card mix.
Yeah, I think they're in trouble. And I think that I kind of like Cleveland to win that game at home against Carolina. And I think that the Panthers are in a kind of a free fall right now, which is not what you want to be come week 13 of the season, and or week 14, actually, when you factor in the buys. And so it's just, I think that the NFC in the wild card picture right now, it's really, I think, Seattle and Minnesota to lose, and obviously a huge game on Monday night between those two teams, and the Vikings needing a win, especially with the Bears facing the Rams. And if the Bears lose to the Rams and the Vikings beat Seattle on Monday night, they're back to a half game out, and with Miami and Detroit ahead before they play Chicago in the season finale. So that keeps the Vikings in the NFC North race if they can get that win on Monday night. But obviously Seattle is playing well. It's a tough place to play, and The Vikings offense was a little jittery against New England. So I think that's going to be an interesting game to watch too come Monday night. But I do think Carolina's in trouble. I think the Redskins are obviously in trouble with their quarterback situation, and Philadelphia and Dallas, another very big game in the wild card race and in the NFC East race too. And so it's going to be an interesting weekend coming up.
Robin Lundberg talking to Jeff Diamond, former NFL executive, current contributor to the Sporting News here on CBS Sports Radio. Since you mentioned it, the Eagles and the Cowboys, maybe the most important game of the week, considering where they're at in the division. And it feels like both of these teams are sort of getting it together at the same time. Who do you like in that one?
I do like Dallas at home in that game. I think the Cowboys are playing a little better than the Eagles right now. The Eagles just doesn't quite seem all right there. And just been a little bit of a struggle for them this year, obviously. And I think that Dallas has got the running game going. I think Dak Prescott has stepped up his game. And I think it's really an interesting period in his career, too, because he potentially can be extended next year. Jerry Jones has said he will be extended next year. But how great a contract he gets, if he gets into that $25 million a year range, I think is very dependent on how the Cowboys finish, if he gets them to the playoffs, and how he performs. And the last few weeks have been very good as they've been on this winning streak. So I think that, yeah, it's really an interesting game. It could go either way, but I would favor Dallas slightly in this game.
Another one that stands out on the schedule to me is the game between the Ravens and the Chiefs. And I want your perspective on two things here. One, how seriously we should be taking the Ravens. Obviously, they have, you know, what looks like a quarterback shift that they're handling at the moment. But their defense has been very good this year, and they're playing well right now. And then on the Chiefs side, how much, you know, we should expect their offense to take any step back from just the football perspective of not having Kareem Hunt.
Yeah, I think that's a huge loss for them. And obviously, I think Clark Hunt did the right thing after he lied to them and after a disgraceful domestic violence act that happened. And I think that was definitely the right move for the organization. But there is going to be a pain involved for the team in terms of their potential in the playoffs. I think that they still get the win. This is in Kansas City, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, I think at home they get the win. Kansas City, a tough place to play, and I think that they'll find a way to get this done with their other offensive weapons. But I think down the road in the playoffs is where it's going to hurt, and the weather gets a little colder, and potentially if they have to go to New England, I think that's going to be tough for them without that lead running back that they have. And so I think this has kind of turned the tide a little bit in the AFC back in the Patriots' favor. And I think we saw a Patriots team that beat the Vikings last week that looks like it's rounding into form to a certain extent. And so to me, I think I see New England for the fourth time in 5 years in the Super Bowl again. And obviously Kansas City can threaten them. The Chargers are a wild card in the whole thing. And so is potentially Pittsburgh if they get their act together. So, and the Houston Texans, don't sleep on the Texans. They're having won 10 straight now, and wow, are they playing some terrific football? And so I think that the AFC is going to shape up to be a tough race. But to me, the Patriots are still going to be the team to beat.
But what about all this parody I always hear about in the NFL? The Patriots are there every year.
Yeah, 10th straight year winning the AFC East.
So, I think they should rename that division Patriots and Friends.
Yeah, exactly. Well, maybe that's more of an indictment of their cohorts in the division, too.
Yeah.
As opposed to, certainly the Patriots have been a fantastic organization and a great run, and the Belichick-Brady combination has gotten it done. But yeah, they haven't had a lot of challenges in recent years from the Jets, Miami, and Buffalo.
Jeff, I appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Thanks, Robin. Have a good weekend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.